9 years after the Supreme Court of Canada confirmed Silhachkutin rights and title on specific lands in and around Chilko Lake, the Silhachkutin First Nation have published a new policy for oil and gas and mineral extraction. The Silhachkutin have fiercely opposed mining in their territory, notably the Taseko Mines, TSX, TKO. Prosperity Copper Mine. The federal government twice rejected the mine proposal, based in no small part on the concerns the Silhachkutin raised over the potential impacts on Fish Lake, which the Silhachkutin call Teztanbini. The proposed mine lies just outside the area that the Supreme Court recognized at Silhachkutin title lands, but within Silhachkutin rights area. In 2010, the Stephen Harper government denied the Prosperity Mine an environmental certificate. In 2014, the Harper government again denied a permit for a revised mine plan, called New Prosperity. That was the same year that the Supreme Court of Canada also made a landmark ruling that acknowledged Silhachkutin title to a core piece of territory in the Chilko Lake area, as well as Silhachkutin rights extending to a wider area. To provide greater clarity on what is and isn't allowed in terms of exploration and mining, the Silhachkutin have published a new policy for mining and oil and gas. Silhachkutin rights and title map shows Prosperity Mine Area, Fish Lake. Submitted. The Silhachkutin Nation will consider culturally and ecologically conscious development of natural resources in the Silhachkutin traditional territory, provided the ecological and cultural values of the Silhachkutin are respected and there are significant long-term social and economic benefits for Silhachkutin communities, the new policy states. The policy states the Silhachkutin will consider partnership and ownership opportunities with mining and exploration companies. It also states the Silhachkutin will increase capacity training to ensure Silhachkutin people benefit from jobs, training and contracts. The policy sets certain conditions for exploration and mining, however, including ensuring Nen, ancestral land, is returned to a state acceptable to the Silhachkutin. Exploration agreements and impacts benefit agreements will be required prior to approval of any exploration or mining project, and require resource revenue for the Silhachkutin from mining. The Silhachkutin mining policy outlines what must happen for mining and exploration to be considered by the nation. Chief Joe Alphonse, tribal chairman of the Silhachkutin national government, said in a press release, "Our work over recent years to develop a policy is reinforced by the recent victory by Gitxala Nation and Ihat Asut First Nation to overturn BC's mineral staking system that was based on a complete denial of Indigenous rights BC." He referred to a recent decision by the BC Supreme Court that directs the provincial government to change the way minerals claims are registered so that First Nations are notified and consulted. "We know the importance of minerals to the global economy, but nothing is more important to life and the environment that sustains it," Alphonse said. "The pandemic has shown us that we can adapt quickly with the right leadership. As we adapt to reduce the impacts of the climate crisis, there will be increased pressure to access minerals. But let it be clear, exploration and extraction in our territory will not happen without our participation and agreement. While we haven't engaged with the Silhachkutin or have any first-hand knowledge of their policy goals, the TNG mining policy is not unusual," said Michael Goring, CEO of the Mining Association of BC. "It appears to be largely consistent with the expectations and aspirations expressed by other Indigenous nations in BC who want to protect the land and resources while also advancing responsible mineral development that maximizes benefits to Silhachkutin communities through their active engagement and participation in consent-based decision-making processes. As for Taseko's New Prosperity Project, despite being rejected multiple times by the federal government and the Silhachkutin, the company and Silhachkutin are still talking about it." In 2019, Taseko and the Silhachkutin both agreed to a standstill on their respective legal and regulatory challenges. According to Taseko, the standstill agreement is extended through the end of this year. "The dialogue process has made tangible progress in the past 12 months but is not complete," the company said in a statement to BIV News. In agreeing to extend the standstill through 2023, the Silechkutin Nation and Taseko acknowledge the constructive nature of discussions to date, and the future opportunity to conclude a long-term and mutually acceptable resolution of the conflict that also makes an important contribution to the goals of reconciliation in Canada. N. Bennett at biv.com Twitter.com, nbennett_biv